I have a bit of a reputation developing, and in this case, not a particularly good one. You see, I like slapping things on the back of people's bumpers, not dents or paint scrapes, but logos, words, magnets. I trade in two sets, our big white square St. Rita Parish one and the yellowish Crew of Toth, the two groups I have some spiritual oversight of, both groups amazingly with a similar level of control, that oversight, I might add. There are a couple problems with these bumper magnets, though. For one, bumpers and trunks are less and less metal, more and more plastic, making these magnets ineffective, at worst, a crafting project, at best. I've noticed parishioners trimming theirs to make it fit on that one small area of actual metal they're carrying around. The second problem comes after actually getting them on. It's getting them off. I'm learning Southeast Louisiana is probably not the climate studied by Chinese bumper magnet manufacturers, leaving little magnetic clumps behind when pulled off. When the Toth magnet of a family member gets a bit discolored, I've learned to quickly and very quietly swap it out, layers of magnets now stacking like an archaeological dig site. When my magnet defect is actually found out for what it is, I'm informed of the resale value problem it creates, to which I respond that the moral is probably not to sell your car, and certainly not to change your magnet. The two items, car bumper and promotional magnet, have, in a sense, become one. And yet they haven't really, right? Some body shop could buff the little particles out. Some handy neighbor certainly has a solvent that could do the trick too. But it seems like they're one, stuck together in this way. Only with great effort and difficulty can they be separated. It's a very earthy, a rubber on the road sort of way to see our readings this weekend. The connection proposed in marriage, of course, is even deeper, tighter, more affixed. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Jesus quotes the Genesis text we heard in our first reading to answer the challenge of his questioners, the challenge of divorce, particularly divorce and remarriage. He could have pulled from many other texts. Think Hosea and the faithfulness of the prophet to an unfaithful spouse, Tobit and its rooting marriage in prayer, Song of Songs and its excitement of love to be rekindled. Jesus, though, flips all the way back to Genesis. The two shall become one flesh. Life becomes intertwined, to be sure, but this is more than a shared bank account and circle of friends. This is an intimacy in that sacred spiritual bond which unifies like no other, joined by God, made one. In our last meeting, I often tell couples preparing for marriage that the church proposes that in their living and breathing, their forgiving and loving, they are an enfleshed sacrament, a sacred object of grace, more similar than different to a consecrated host. The grace that sustains their bond can be grace also for us, for those who observe it. The two shall become one flesh. Probably, though, this unity at times feels more like magnet clumps on a chintzy bumper. This is why we have this weekend, to look a little closer at the bond, not covering it over with another, but to observe it again. Jesus is asking to move us from the minimal, from low-level, magnet-scraping thinking. Once again, He's inviting us to more. And it's this invitation that can be accepted by us all, married or not, single, widowed, divorced, religious, ordained, seminarian. How can the hardness of our hearts be softened? How can we look at our state of life with new eyes? How can we not just get through on the minimum, but move to the more? I think many things can come to mind: sacrifice, prayer, works of charity and penance, a sense of wonder and joy. In our reflection on marriage, Jesus wants more for us all. May we show it this week with our lives, becoming more unified, embracing the more of our call. The two shall become one flesh. This is more than what our bumpers might even show. Much more.